Es kann so sein, dass ich mich zu schlagen, wenn wir uns nicht gut und darf auf sein. Perik ha-shoichit, perik sheini, sagt der Heilige Mishnah b'siyata d'shmaya. If one shechts one simen of a bird or two simenim of an animal, the shechita is kosher, and cutting most of a simen is like cutting the entire simen. Rabbi Huda says the shechita of a bird is not proper until the vreden, which are the main blood vessels in the neck, have to be cut as well. If someone shechts half of one simen of a bird or one and a half simen of an animal, the shechita is possible. If someone shechts most of one simen of a bird or most of each of the two simen of an animal, the shechita is kosher. Fakhtimar, the Mishnah begins by saying one who shechts, which suggests that this halacha is only b'diavet, not l'chatchila. Can't be, because what more can you shecht than two simon of an animal? And the more we can say that, but the avid verbiage is meant for the shechting of one simon of a bird. We can also say it's meant for the rule that cutting most of the simon is like cutting the entire simon, which was learned later in the Mishnah. So Gemara Vayter of Kahana said, how do we know that the shechita is done at the neck? It's based on the pasuk of v'shachat es ben ha-bokar. We dash in the word v'shachat to mean in the place that the animal bends, shach, and it should be cleansed, chat, of its blood. How do we know that chat means to cleanse? So Gemara says, the pasuk says, v'chite es habayis. Another pasuk says, techateini be'ez. Maybe this means to do the shechita at the tail, which is also bent over. The Marseille, by teaching that the shechita should be done at the place where it bends, suggests that normally this place is not bent. Therefore, it can't refer to the tail because that's always bent. Maybe this means that the shechita should be done at the ear, which is sometimes bent. And tomorrow we learn that the shechita requires that the lifeblood of the animal flow out. There's no lifeblood at the ear. Maybe we begin cutting at the ear and cut all the way down to the place where the lifeblood will flow out. Moreover, how do we know the halachas of Shia, Drasa, Chalada, Hagroma, and Iker? Rather, these halachas are known from halacha Mishnah Sinai. The same is true from the fact that Shechita has to be done at the neck. If so, what does the pasuk quoted earlier teach? Marseille teaches that when shechting from the neck, one need not cut off the head, only simonim have to be cut. Looking more next, Rav Yemer said we learn shechita that has to be done on the neck from the pasuk of vizavachto, which teaches that at the place where the blood flows, zav, it should be cut chatehu. Fact tomorrow, how do we know that chatehu means to cut or to break? Marse, the pasuk says al tiro v'al techas. Maybe this means to shecht at the nose, which flows also with what, with mucus. Marse said that we need a place that flows because of the cutting, not something that flows on its own. Fact maybe this means to shecht at the heart. Moreover, how do we know the halacha of shia drasa chalod gagom and ikar? Rather, it's halacha of Sinai. Same is true for the cutting at the shechita at the neck, halacha of Sinai. If so, what does the pasuk teach? Marse said it teaches that when shechting from the neck, one need not cut off the head. Rather, just the simon have to be cut. Where it says Rabbi Shmuel Yeshiva taught that we learn the shechita has to be done on the neck by reading the word vishachat as if it says vishachat, which teaches that the place where it makes sound sach, it should be cleansed chateyu of its blood. Maybe this means to shecht at the tongue. Where it said we learn that shechita requires the lifeblood of the animal, the lifeblood has to flow out, and there's no lifeblood at the tongue. Maybe it means we start cutting at the tongue, we cut all the way down to the place where lifeblood will flow. Moreover, how do you know that the halachas of Shia Drasa Chalad Agram and Iker? Rather, halachas of Moshe Messinai. Same over here from the Shitas on the neck, halachas of Moshe Messinai. If so, what does the pasuk teach? Marseille teaches that when shechting from the neck, you don't have to cut off the head, rather, only simon have to be cut. Tokmar Vaita Tana says, we learn this from a Bryce. The Bryce says, Rav Chiya says, how do we know that the shechit is done at the neck? The pasuk regarding the oila says, V'orchu b'nei Aaron ha-kahanim eis ha-nesochim. The kahanim shall arrange the pieces. This would include the head and the fats. So why does the pasuk then single out as a roish v'sapader? The pasuk says, V'hifshed as ha-oila v'nitach, which would be thought to limit this to pieces that are skinned. How do we know to include the head that has already been severed? This is why we need the pasuk to single out the head. Now, from the fact that the Braisa says that the head was severed, this teaches that the shechit is at the neck. Another Braisa, another Tana brings the source from a different Braisa. The Braisa says, Zois toiras ha-behema v'ho'if, which compares the halachas of an animal and a bird. Rabbi Eliezer says the reason for this comparison is to teach, just like the malika of the bird is done at the neck, so to the shechita is done at the neck. If so, maybe we should say the shechita is done at the back of the neck, just like the malika. But the pasuk regarding the malika says, Umolak es roishoi mimul arpoi. Only the bird's neck is cut, roishoi, the bird's neck is cut at the back of the neck, but the other animals are cut in the front. What does Rabbi Eliezer dash with the word Zois? Mar said, we would think to say that just like a bird, just like by a bird, he only has to cut through one simon, the same should be for an animal. The word Zois therefore teaches that we only compare with regard to the place of killing the neck, but not for other halachas. Bakapara taught the pasuk of Zois Toiras mentions birds after animals and before fish. This teaches that we can't say that we have to cut through both simon of a bird because it's compared to fish that don't need any simonim cut. We can't say that we don't have to cut through any simonim because it's compared to animals which need both simonim cut. Rather, this teaches that a bird becomes mutter with the shechting of just one simon. How do we know that the fish don't need any shechita at all? It can't be from the fact that the pasuk which discusses feeding meat to Klal Yisrael mentions shechita regarding animals and then mentions gathering regarding fish, which seems to teach that no shechita is needed for fish, because the pasuk regarding the slav also says that the yidden went to the midbar and they gathered. So we know that a bird requires shechita, so gather can't just mean without shechita. If more gathering mentioned regarding fish is in the same pasuk as the shechita mentioned for animals, which shows that it's not the same process. Gathering mentioned regarding the slav does not have the contextual implication and therefore does not mean that no shechita is required. Mar says that a traveling teacher from the Galil Darshan that an animal was created from dry land and requires both siman and bishechta. A fish was created from water, requires no shechta at all. A bird which was created from mud, which is a combination of dry land and water, therefore requires only one siman bishechta. Rabbi Shmuel Kaputko said, we can prove that birds were created from this mixture because they have scales on their feet like the scales of fish. A Roman general asked Rabbi Gamliel. One pasuk says birds were created from the water. One says it was created from dry land. Rabbi Gamliel said they were created from the mixture of the two. When Rabbi Gamliel saw that Talmidim didn't like this answer, he told him, I pushed the general off with that answer. However, in truth, birds were created from the water. The pasuk that groups them with the animals and says that they were created from dry land is just teaching that the birds were brought to Adam along with the other animals so that he can give them names. Said, the rice of shechita is not required on a bird, like we see the pasuk says v'shofach, which teaches that his blood can simply be spilled out. For Akhmar, the pasuk discusses chayis as well, so maybe we should say also that no shechita for chayis either. And for there's a hekesh between chayis and apostle kabbanos, which teaches that chayis do require shechita. Fakmar, birds are also compared to animals in the pasuk of Zoyis Tairas, which should teach that birds require shechita. And from the other pasuk says Veshafach as Domai, which teaches that a full shechita is not required. Fakmar, why do we say that this teaches more regarding birds than chayis? And from the mention of birds in the pasuk is closer to the words of Shafach as Domai, and therefore we say that that's what it applies to. Fakmar, Misha says that if someone killed by a method other than a proper shechita, there will be no requirement for Kisei Adam. Now, this would include the killing of birds. However, a shechita is not required for birds, and any method of killing should make one chayiv and Kisei Adam. And from the Misha is only discussing the killing of chayis by methods other than a proper shechita. Shechting Rabbi Brisa says, if one is shechting something that would require kisei adam, but he in fact needs the blood, he would still be chayiv to cover the blood. What could he do to not have to cover the blood? He should kill it without a proper shechita. Now, presumably, this is discussing birds whose blood is needed to protect wool and clothing from worms. That's what they use it for. This proves that a bird does require shechita. And for the Gemara, the Brisa is discussing chayis, and the case is that the person needs the blood to make a red dye. Shechting Rabbi Misha says that if Malika was done with a knife instead of a nail, the bird becomes an avela. Now, if no shechita is required, the cutting through the spine should make the bird a trefa, and the cutting of the simanim afterwards should prevent the bird from becoming an avela, although this would not be a proper shechita because the knife was hidden and he pressed down, drasa, still should prevent the bird from becoming an avela because a proper shechita is not needed. And for the Gemara, the Mishnah holds that a bird requires shechita deraisa, but Rabbi Yitzchak and Pinchas will hold like Rabbi Lazar, a kappa beribi, and a braisa, who says that birds only require shechita derabbanon. Who is the Tana who argues in Rabbi Lazar, a kappa? And for the Gemara, it's Rebbe who dashes the pasuk in the Brisa to teach that Moshe was taught by Hashem regarding the halachas of shechita, one of which was that birds require shechita of one siman.